Station, our calendar is 98-46, 98-94. Nicholas Campanelli, Plains Township Building Director, working today in the Department of Wireless Services.
And the appellant argument is it should be given less weight in this case than in the case of say the gas company, where you have a much more compelling need. The sort of
public utility and concede it. I'd like to move to the second part of it, which seems to me when I read 310.2 of the Plain Township Zoning Resolution, that they're exempt regardless of the public utility issue.
And
just by your own definition, providing telephone service.
As the Plain Township Zoning Resolution is now written, that is true. They're taking steps to amend it. The case was certified on this question. And this case was given to me on this question to argue this in front of this court. That's what the trial court decided, that's what the Court of Appeals decided, and Plain Township is bound by that decision. They will not be able to amend the zoning resolution. They will not be able to change, you know, get rid of that infirmity in their zoning resolution in the future, at least to any effect, if the decision is allowed to stand. That is based, and what the Court of Appeals decided is based on the structure of the amendment to 519.211, that based on that, wireless telecommunications are deemed to be public utilities, will always be public utilities. And that's the issue that we're appealing.
Pardon me for being so slow, Counselor, but you lost me. It seems to me what you're saying is, regardless of what we do, they can go ahead.
In this particular case,
yeah.
Yes.
So whatever we do is advisory, given.
Whatever you do,
they're clearly, don't they clearly fall under that section of the,
yes,
the Plain Township?
So they can
build their tower and whatever we say.
Right. Well, I cannot with any credibility say that definition does not fit them. It does.
So you want us to determine whether they're a public utility when our determination makes no difference for this case?
For this particular case,
okay.
It doesn't. And in fact,
then I did understand.
The record shows that the particular tower that they're talking about is no longer on the book. It's no longer something that they're interested in. That they have, you know, there was a motion to dismiss the appeal based on that below. But the Court of Appeals made the decision, and we are bound by that decision. So we're asking that decision to be struck down, and that's why we're here.
Well, but if we strike down that decision, it means nothing here.
Well, it means a lot in the future. And, you know, and everybody's conceding that lots of cellular towers are going up. With regard to the A&D residue factors, and we've discussed a number of them already. Again, the most relevant information that the appellants would proffer is the PUCO determination. The PUCO has found that because of the evolving nature of the non-marketplace, that the marketplace for wireless telecommunications is becoming a matter of no regulation. The federal regulation, which the athletes rely on, should be distinguished for two reasons. First, many are based on physical, on concerns about the physical limitations of the radio spectrum, rather than concerns about the sort of indiscriminate treatment of populations in the marketplace that is the essence of the public utility question. Second, and it gets back to the discussion we had earlier with Justice Lundberg's draft, there are areas where there are states which are more rural. There are states in which it may well be that wireless telecommunications are the only option for people. There are also states where the competition might not have evolved to the point that it has. The federal regulations are national regulations. The PUCO has looked at the Ohio marketplace in particular, and that, they found, is evolving to a point of no regulatory concern. The last argument I want to touch on is the argument about the structure of 519.211. When the General Assembly amended the statute, first they did not amend it to include a definition of public utility with or without inclusion of wireless telecommunications. That means that the regime that existed before, where this court, using the flexible, fact-dependent test to define public utility, was at least implicitly endorsed by the General Assembly. Despite the objections of at least one of the athletes and of amicus, This court has within its powers to decide the question before. The General Assembly has not spoken on whether, at least not explicitly, on whether wireless telecommunications providers are public utilities. In my brief, I talk about the structure of 519.211, and in particular, the need to read the possibility that some telecommunications providers, under some circumstances, may not be deemed public utilities, in order to make sense of the provision in D1D that in order for the various procedures outlined in subsection B to apply, the antenna issue must be used by a public utility engaged in the provision of telecommunication services. If the General Assembly is intended for 519.211 to include all public utilities, all wireless telecommunications providers as public utilities, that provision is redundant. I would ask to reserve the rest of my time for follow-up.
Thank you, Mr. Piper. Mr. Brown.
That's what radio stations and television stations are.
Tribal districts
are regulated by the FCC, aren't they?
Yes.
That's where your point is regulated, the FCC.
I'm not sure that the CCO can tell me stations are regulated.
No.
And I would like to just tell you.
Yeah, they're not supposed to be still receivers.
No, but I would like to just read the court, just some of which America is currently going through on the basis of a merger. Mergers, specifically transfers, are regulated by the Public Utility Commission, and they are ever watchful of the wireless community. See what they're going to do, trying to dovetail what they're doing with the Federal Communications Commission. Some of the things Veritas is going to do right now is an attempt to go through a merger before the Public Utilities Commission. Veritas Quality Service, whether it will improve all customers as a result, these things are what they're using. How is merger going to impact relations between and among non-affiliated telecommunications carriers? How is proposed merger going to impact the market power of the combined companies?
But that's in respect to regulation of the parent company. I'm just looking for AT&T wireless.
Not at this time.
Right.
I think what is going on right now is that...
Do they have any power to use
it? I think they're demonstrating the power right here by going through these investigations.
If I understand what you're reading to it, they're making the regulated public utilities queue up and answer some questions as to whether or not their affiliate businesses, whether they're wireless or whether they're banks, are interfering with their ability to provide quality of service on a regular basis. Is that not the nature of summarizing that? I don't understand. Isn't that the nature of what that inquiry is?
Well, their quality of service is regulated by the CDC. Along with
that is the
transfers of certificates of public convenience and changing of ownership. Those are regulated by the CDC.
Through the wire.
That's currently regulated by the CDC. Currently, right now, this industry, I think, is a regulatory state of the law. I think that we have to.
So if I were to go over to the commission, I could look up and find cases indexed over there regarding wireless
Not the other place.
What?
Not the other.
But there would be cases, disputes and controversies indexed in their files where they're engaging in some sort of regulatory activity with respect to whatever.
There will be filing requirements for the Public Utilities Commission for contractual arrangements, including mergers. Transfers of certificates and changing notice. Those are the three areas that current Public Utilities Commission is going to watch on wireless communication.
But no here.
Not that I know of. Now, there's going to be a hearing in America merger. It's just being resolved. It will continue for months if you pick this up on the gone.
Mr. Brown, 519-211B, you want to take a break and get a little drink of water? 519-211B gives boards of zoning appeals of township trustees the right to regulate towers. Would affirming the Court of Appeals opinion negate any right to regulate by the township trustees? Yes, sir.
In a residential area, I believe that would be correct.
Okay.
I believe there are times where there could be a tower in a non-residential area where the township may be able to regulate, where it is not open indiscriminately and reasonably to the public and is not a public concern. Sometimes coal mining concerns, sometimes logging concerns, we use a two-way
transmitter,
two-way truck radio. They'll put up a tower and we're going to be up for a couple of years, we'll take back that and move it on to someplace else. Those are...
Is that what would fall under B?
Under B?
The power of the township trustees to regulate communications towers.
B, under B, the telecommunications towers in a residential area in an area zone for residential use. Telecommunications towers there in response to Marauder, where Marauder gave that, took that away from the town.
Mm-hmm.
B, by the general assembly, looked at that and said, boy, what we have to do here is we want to protect the residential area, so we're going to have towers sitting in the middle of someone's backyard.
But broad and high.
Could be. But well, it's not happening.
Yeah, I know.
But in the legislature we're in, and they define the tower, a telecommunications tower, as a public utility. The legislature did this. The order did this. We match up with
yeah, I agree with all that.
Right, yeah.
You also match up with the township zoning ordinance, which is the reason I think this case is moot as far as your issue is concerned. But I need to know, because if we write this and would hold for you, it seems to me we have to have some reason to say we are not negating subsection B, because it gives the township trustees authority to regulate. And if we say you are a public utility, then they have no authority to regulate at all.
The township can regulate in a residential area.
Okay.
They can regulate the zone in a residential area. The zone and how they're going to be constructed and where they're going to be constructed.
Even if it's a public utility.
Right.
Yes. Yeah. That's the exception that the legislation put in. Marauder said, can't do anything, just like the train.
Yeah, I understand your argument. Tell me what language specifically in that section goes to residential areas only. That's fine. I've got it, and I was just wondering which language you construe. Because otherwise, what would happen, Mr. Brown, I would think, is that it's a public utility. Yeah.
Telecommunication towers in the definition of B. There's A, B, and C. And in a residential area.
Okay, now let's move to the second issue. Aren't you exempt regardless under the Plain Township zoning rule?
Under the Plain Township zoning rule, yes, we are. We're not even in a residential area. This is a B2 area.
Okay.
This is two class.
So do we really need to decide this case to give you the right to construct the tower?
Well, I don't like fire. We might have a decision from the court that would clear up at least some of the questions and as to how A and B revenues is going to impact the industry and what the steps are going to be. Right now, AT&T Wireless and Veritech and the rest of the office companies could work very well with the A and B revenue case.
But if in fact we decided this case against you, we'd be in violation of the township zoning ordinance as it existed at that time. Yeah, I see.
Is done
required ever since this asking to be regulated with public utilities. Is that the only purpose for which you're trying to get this job as public utility?
I don't know.
If you want the exemption from zoning, but in any other respect, you're quite on any other wireless, it is not out of speech and sound.
Well, I know the legislation is strong going through the legislature. They certainly desire to be a public utility. I think that's how the people who work is currently reading the legislation. Right away, this is not ready.
What is that bill?
Yes, the legislation dealing with wireless communication, and for sure, it's going to be a public utility.
For any purpose other than zoning?
No, it could be a public utility.
Are they over there saying that regulate our rates?
Well, I don't think they can because of the FCC. See, the telecommunication act of 1996.
They want to both ways.
Took away from the state public utilities.
There's
normal regulatory fashion.
They suddenly decide they
want to. I think your red light's on.
Well, I want to hear about this. I'm doing things. My voice is off.
Well, Al doesn't have any time left. Thank you, Mr. Brown. Mr. you've used your time, but you may take 30 seconds.
You only want to touch on very briefly is one area of regulation that Catherine Council talked about was the regulation of mergers and acquisitions in the telecommunication industry. This is the sort of regulation that is to ensure that the marketplace remains one that is self-regulatory, as opposed to one where the sort of day-to-day rates and that sort of thing, the sort of market intervention that is generally the hallmark of public utilities regulation takes place.
Counselor, the definition that Mr. Brown was making reference to is in B1C. The freestanding or attached structure is proposed to be located in an unincorporated area of a township in an area zoned for residential use. Does affirming this decision negate that section? That is, could they build, or anybody that classes themselves as a public utility, in a residential use and be exempt from local zoning?
This decision, the only thing that this decision will decide is whether the township can regulate wireless telecommunications providers in non-residential neighborhoods. In residential neighborhoods, the specific provision enacted in the amendment, if I went to understand, this is about whether townships, basically it's about whether they're public utilities and therefore townships can regulate them outside of the specific exceptions to the utility.
And I thought that was going to be your response, and therefore I have a lot of difficulty understanding if the General Assembly limited your jurisdiction to residential use, how do you get any jurisdiction in the unincorporated area that is not listed for residential use, agricultural, for instance? Isn't that what the statute says?
We only have that jurisdiction if wireless telecommunications providers are not public utilities. And that's why we are saying those are changes in the marketplace today, they aren't.
Thank you. Case submitted. You'll be advised of our opinion. The motion approved by your report.
All rise. Hear ye, public session. Ralph Springfield, Ohio, now stands adjourned.